Group dynamics. Group dynamics refers to the interactions and processes that occur between members of a group. It encompasses the behaviors, roles, norms, communication patterns, and relationships within a group, influencing how the group functions as a whole. Understanding group dynamics is crucial in various contexts, including workplaces, educational settings, social groups, and therapeutic environments, as it impacts productivity, cohesion, decision-making, and overall effectiveness. Key elements of group dynamics. Formation of groups. Groups form for various reasons, such as achieving a common goal, fulfilling social needs, or addressing specific tasks. The formation stage involves members getting acquainted, defining goals, and establishing initial norms and roles. This stage sets the foundation of how the group will operate. Group structure. Group structure refers to the stable patterns of relationships among members. It includes formal roles, that is, assigned positions like leader and secretary, and informal roles, that is, emergence roles like mediator and joker. The structure determines power dynamics, influence, and responsibilities within the group. Group norms. Norms are unwritten rules or expectations that guide member behavior. They can relate to performance, example, work ethics, interaction, example, politeness, or appearance, example, dress code. Norms emerge over time and are enforced through feedback and social approval or disapproval. Cohesion reflects the degree of camaraderie and solidarity among group members. High cohesion leads to stronger commitment, better communication, and increased satisfaction. Factors influencing cohesion include shared goals, group size, and the quality of interpersonal relationships. Communication patterns. Effective communication is essential for group success. Communication patterns involve how information flows within the group, who initiates discussions, how conflicts are managed, and whether everyone has an opportunity to participate. Clear and open communication fosters collaboration and problem solving. Leadership. Leadership within a group can be formal, that is, assigned position, or informal, that is, based on influence. Effective leaders motivate, organize, task, resolve conflicts, and promote group cohesion. Leadership styles vary. They can be autocratic, democratic, or laissez-faire, and impacts group dynamics significantly. Decision-making processes. Groups make decisions collectively, influenced by factors like group norms, leadership style, and the decision-making process used, example, consensus, voting, consultation. Effective decision-making balances input from all members while considering diverse perspectives and minimizing conflicts. Theoretical Perspectives on Group Dynamics. Tuckman's Stages of Group Development. Tuckman proposed stages of group development. That is, forming, storming, norming, performing, and adjourning. Groups progress through these stages as they establish goals, resolve conflicts, and achieve tasks, with each stage impacting group cohesion and effectiveness. Social Identity Theory. This theory explores how group membership influences individual behavior and self-concept. People derive identity and self-esteem from group membership, leading to in-group favoritism and out-group discrimination. Group dynamics are shaped by members' identification with a group and perceptions of similarity. Systems theory. Systems theory views groups as complex systems where individual actions and interactions affect the whole. It encompasses interdependence, feedback loops, and adaptation to environmental changes. Understanding group dynamics requires analyzing how elements within the group, example roles and norms, interact and influence outcomes. Factors influencing group dynamics. Group size. Group size affects interaction patterns and cohesion. Smaller groups may foster closer relationships and more active participation, while larger groups can offer diverse perspectives but may struggle with coordination and decision making. Diversity. Diversity in group composition, example, demographic and cognitive, impacts group dynamics. It can lead to creative problem solving, but may also increase conflict if not managed effectively. Embracing diversity requires promoting inclusivity and leveraging different perspectives. External environment. External factors such as organizational culture, societal norms, and economic conditions influence group dynamics. Groups must adapt to external pressures while maintaining internal cohesion and achieving goals. Task characteristics. The nature of the task, complexity or agency, influences how groups organize and collaborate. Task-oriented groups may focus on efficiency and goal achievement, while social groups prioritize relationships and member satisfaction. Challenges in group dynamics. Conflict. Conflict arises from differing goals, values, or personalities within the group. Managing conflict requires effective communication, negotiation, and conflict resolution strategies to prevent it from disrupting group cohesion and productivity. Social loafing. Social loafing occurs when individuals exert less effort in a group than when working alone. It can undermine group performance and cohesion. Mitigating social loafing involves clarifying goals, setting individual responsibilities, and promoting accountability. Groupthink. Groupthink is a phenomenon where group members prioritize consensus over critical evaluation of alternatives. It can lead to poor decision making and overlook risk or ethical considerations. Preventing groupthink involves encouraging dissent, diverse perspectives, and independent thinking. Leadership challenges. Ineffective leadership can hinder group dynamics by causing confusion, conflicts, or lack of direction. Leaders must possess interpersonal skills, adaptability, and a clear vision to inspire and guide the group effectively. Applications of understanding group dynamics. Workplace teams. Effective teams in organizations enhance innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Understanding group dynamics helps managers build cohesive teams, delegate tasks effectively, and foster a collaborative work environment. Education. Group projects and collaborative learning activities in educational settings promote critical thinking, communication skills, and peer learning. Educators must facilitate group dynamics to ensure equitable participation and positive learning outcomes. Therapeutic groups. Therapy groups provide support, encouragement, and interpersonal learning for individuals with similar challenges, example, addiction recovery and grief counseling. Therapists manage group dynamics to create a safe environment for sharing, healing, and personal growth. Community and social groups. Community organizations and social groups rely on positive group dynamics to achieve shared goals, address community needs, and promote social cohesion. Effective leadership and communication foster community engagement and empowerment. In conclusion, group dynamics are complex and multifaceted, influenced by individual behaviors, interpersonal relationships, leadership styles, and external factors. By understanding group dynamics, individuals and organizations can enhance teamwork, decision-making, and overall group effectiveness. Effective management of group dynamics requires awareness of theoretical perspectives, attention to factors influencing group behavior, and strategies for overcoming challenges such as conflict and social loafing. Ultimately, fostering positive group dynamics contributes to achieving collective goals, supporting individual growth, and building cohesive communities.